Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today marks the 1st of April of the year 2020, and happy 1st of April Pranks Day to all our loyal listeners. I hope you've done your best pranks to satisfy the mischief god so he doesn't take his cruel revenge by swapping your butthole with your mouth or turning your fingers into fish. For any of our younger listeners who left out whoopee cushions and stayed up late hoping you'd hear his squeaky clown shoes as he smashed in the window of your home to leave his mischief in the hearts of man, make sure you give your parents hell. And don't believe anyone who tells you he doesn't exist. He doesn't like that. Also, children, if you are going to play an April Prank Day prank today, make sure it's before midday, because as we all know, if you play a prank on April Pranks Day after midday, you're a c**t. Your guest today is one of our favourites. On this podcast, head of the fitness empire, Get Jacked with Nish, the Nish himself, Nish Kumar. Welcome.
Good day to you all. I've celebrated April Prank Day. I pranked myself last night by dipping my own hand in a bowl of water, and so I pissed myself. What a prank.
A classic, classic prank.
Classic. Don't reinvent the wheel, guys. Just use the classics.
That's a great one. And if you can't prank yourself, how can you prank anybody else?
I've been pranking myself this entire quarantine.
Coming up today, we'll be talking all the latest in April Pranks news, including the weird long-running prank in our studios where people have been sending us emails from what they allege to be another dimension. But first, some headlines. In the news today, classic pranks spreading around the world as a bunch of doctors at the World Health Organization admit to spreading dangerously hilarious misinformation about sneezing or coughing into your elbow being a way to prevent spreading coronavirus and other diseases. Actually, it just gives you mucousy elbows. Funny stuff. In other prank news, Donald Trump. And a funny missive from the for-profit prison colony on Mars has reached Earth with a satirical sing-along by prisoners mocking a series of recent viral celebrity quarantine videos. The Mars video shows different prisoners engaging in timeless, hilarious riot behaviour while singing along to the Beatles tune Imagine. Big Jason is leading the sing-along and comically shivs another prisoner while screaming the words, "Imagine there's no heaven." Ah, comedy stuff. Oddly enough, the graphic images of brutal Martian violence are still less disturbing than that video of Madonna philosophizing about disease being the great equalizer from her bath.
Was the bath full of milk? I think it was full of milk.
I think it was full of a sort of a milky substance, but we don't know where it came from.
Ugh, Madonna. You nasty.
And the Federated Octopus Tribes of New Zealand are getting into the spirit of the holiday by apparently declaring war on all mankind. As we know, the octopus people have claimed the empty streets abandoned by quarantined humanity as their own by volunteering to, quote-unquote, police curfews. But today they've come out to say they won't be giving those streets back. Lol. Or Octolol. And a movement to save the bees in Romania has been called into court after a series of performance art prank pieces where they released bees into supermarkets during peak coronavirus panic buying times, inducing both extra panic and a few instances of bees catching the virus. And that's all we have time for your headlines today, because now it's your ad section. Time for your ad section now, because you cannot be what you cannot buy. I'll get you and your little dog too. It's hard to get home when there's a witch in the way. If you're suffering from a wicked witch infestation, there's only one thing to reach for. Witch be gone. Grab yourself anything from half a glass to half a bucket of water and all your witch problems will melt right away. Ugh, what a world. Half a glass of water may not be sufficient to melt a large witch. Please consult your local witch doctor for a prescription if you have allergies to melted witch liquid. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Dental Floss. 9 out of 10 dentists recommend flossing regularly, and the 10th is a charlatan with a fake degree. Flossing is a great way to promote dental hygiene and fill your mouth with blood. The perfect outcome for if you want to smooch a vampire. If you've ever wanted to slice into your gums with a cotton garrote, Dental Floss is the tool for your drool. Dental Floss. Nothing that's good for you should be this awful an experience.
Wow, you're really taking on Big Floss. It's about time the dental industrial complex got slammed. Oh, it's a rancid experience. It's awful.
It's so upsetting.
Yeah. What a horrible thing that you have to just file a part of your body every day. And that part of your body is your fleshy, fleshy gums.
I don't think it's real. I don't think it works. I think it's just a terrible trick.
Are you an anti-floss truther?
Yeah, I think it's an April Pranks Day prank gone wrong. And girls are the worst. Am I right, witches? Are you a witch with a girl problem? Worried about the wet fate of previous witches in your situation? If you're a witch in a sitch, we've got the solution to all your dissolution needs. The Witch Bubble Protective Witch Bubble. If you're a bitch witch instead of a good witch, you've got to protect your best assets. You. Buy a Witch Bubble Protective Witch Bubble and get free mini bubbles for your flying monkey familiars, and you'll be able to say, "Fly, my pretties," without worrying for the welfare of your hideous experimental hybrid Frankensteinian monstrosities. The Witch Bubble Protective Witch Bubble. That slut Glinda gets one, and so should you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Last Post.
And now it's time for your top story. Top story today is April Pranks News. Anish Kumar, you're a prankster. Tell us what's happening in the world of April Pranks.
Oh, well, it's a difficult time for pranks, quarantine. The quarantine is, amongst other things, the enemy of infectious disease, but also of the infectious laughter. The prank industry is really struggling, because let's face it, if you pull a prank, there is a very short list of suspects, especially if you live alone. It's become a really difficult time. The self-pranking industry has gone absolutely bananas, because people are just thinking, well, you know what, I'm just going to fall on my own sword, which was actually the original prank. One of the first pranks was somebody thinking, oh, wouldn't this be funny if I fell on my own sword and pretended it stabbed me. Unfortunately, he went method with the prank, and that night died immediately. He's called John the Fool. He's one of the Crusade's greatest anti-heroes. or heroes, depending where in the world you're from, because he pulled that prank on the boat to the Middle East. So, in some ways, a hero. In other ways, an idiot.
It's odd how often those two things overlap.
Oh, history's greatest fool is history's also greatest legend.
Are you talking about yourself again, Nish?
Yes! I'm quoting from my own autobiography again. Stop, Kumar time. Available nowhere where you get good books.
And that's all we have time for your top story today. Now it's time for your letters to the editor. Remember, you can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Dear Alice, guest, and Chris, the guest today is you, Nish Kumar.
Ahoy.
I was recently abroad, and the locals were using glasses that were half the size of a standard American glass. Is American water, just like its beer allegedly is, less potent? Best regards, Jacob. Jacob, this is a really good question. It's an interesting question. It's a question I've been asked before. Of course, as the spokeswoman for a number of water-related institutes, I am often asked water-related questions. But the great thing about half a glass of water is it's almost anything you want it to be. You know, whatever the size glass, whatever the amount of water, about half a glass of water. Nish, you're drinking half a glass of water right now.
I'm holding half a glass right up to the camera right now.
It's just enough to be something, but not enough of something to be too much. So I hope that you're all staying hydrated in these difficult times, though I should reiterate that, in fact, half a glass of water, while it is a cure for many things, is not a cure for the coronavirus. I feel deeply upset that I have to say that.
Also, half a glass of water, not to be confused with its friend, half a glass of piss.
Although a precursor, necessary but not sufficient.
A direct cause of, if you believe the alleged scientists.
And that's all we have time for your letters to the editor section. Remember, again, you can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We are here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Please download this podcast every day or subscribe so it automatically downloads itself every day. We have previous episodes available on the same feed for those of you who like your news binged, and if you haven't done so before, please listen back to previous editions and recommend them to your friends. Your guest today on the podcast was Nish Kumar. Nish, have you got anything to plug?
Yeah, I'm actually plugging my new product, Half a Glass of Piss. As part of my ongoing fitness empire, actually drinking your own urine really helps with workouts.
I mean, sure, it'd give you a surge of something.
Bang! It was another prank.
Classic prank. I can imagine our listeners all around the world spitting out half a glass of piss right now. Oh, Nish Kumar.
Spitting out piss and realizing they got by the prankmeister.
Happy April Pranks Day to all of you. The Last Post is a Something Else Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at patreon.com/AliceFraser for my occasional blogs, or to subscribe for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life, or to get updates on the upcoming release of my show Savage, which is coming out on Amazon Prime on the 17th of April. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. Good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
The fertility doctor Jan Carbat was renowned for getting amazing results. Women who were desperate for children would visit him at his Rotterdam clinic. Many would leave pregnant. But when the clinic closed, rumours circulated about the methods the doctor used to achieve his success. My name's Jenny Kleeman, and I've been investigating what happened in Carbat's clinic. It's the story of a doctor who was determined to create life by any means possible. The Immaculate Deception, a brand new podcast from Something Else, coming on March 18th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll be right back. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.